how hard it is. When you get them started, you got them.
Are they hard to get rid of?
Well, not to put hogs on. Even on raised hogs like they used to.
Yeah, that's true.
Too expensive.
The boy is similar in appearance to his father. You'd say that the boy, what?
Favorite his father.
And if the boy's behavior is similar to his father, you'd say the boy.
You'd say he acts just like his dad.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth?
A midwife.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
I'm a city slicker.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
What they call him? A hick. I guess country hicks.
Let's see. What do you usually call people whose skin is black?
We call them colored people.
And what about people whose skin is white?
Call them white people.
If a colored person got mad at a white person, what might you call him?
Cracker. Yeah, we call them crackers.
What about buckra? Have you ever heard that
one? Oh, yes, that was doing it.
Well, now, would that be the same thing, about the same thing as cracker?
Well, that would be about, no, that's young, that's a young colored man. They call them buckras. They used to call them buckras. That was during slavery.
And they called the young colored men buckers?
Well, they called the young men. The colored people would speak of white ones as buckers teenagers like me. And now instead of saying teen, instead of saying buckers, I hear some of these colored people seriously saying buckers. And especially when they're out across the river in the rice garden. Where they planted rice in the canal down on the river. The rice plantations is what they had most of them in the state. St. Simon's.
There are some rice plantations around Darien too, weren't there?
Oh, between here and Darien, all those islands, what they were. That's what they were, rice plantations. There was plenty of them right here. I don't know them all around. See, because we have tidewater.
Well, whatever happened to the rice? I mean, why don't people plant rice anymore?
Well, it's not profitable. They can buy it cheaper than they can. After they have to pay for the labor.
Yeah.
Well, now, there used to be a big rice mill just 10 miles below us. It had a big mill.
Was that great big tall tower I saw?
No.
That
it's been torn down. But you know, there's still one on Butler Island, old rice mill. But that big tower was built. That was built there when had a lovely dairy over there, a modern dairy, all glass. You saw the cows milked and everything. And all of it. Now, of course, he spent thousands and thousands of dollars. He didn't get anything for it. He had plenty of money. Because I knew it cost him more than he knew. But he had all that stuff restored, all those old buildings over there. Those are original buildings over there on Butler Island.
Yeah, I know they're old.
They're original. He had them restored and the old rice mill. It's still there. It was last time I went to Savannah. I went by it. But had those things that, those cows were lovely. And they would go through, they were being washed all over before they ever went in the parlor to be milled. See, they were milked in the grass pile and everybody stopped, you know. The
that
tourists.
Must have been interesting.
It wasn't see a milk.
Yeah.
First time I ever saw a milking machine. Because, we used dads.
Oh, yeah.
We had cows, too, but he milked fine. I had cows. But they washed.